Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth, again, on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended with this thought, as we began to look at the light, the one and only light. And the thought was, we are either going to love darkness rather than light, or we are going to love light rather than darkness. My friend, in John 3:19-21, John tells us, if we are willing to come into the light, this is in verse 21, then we will be exposed by the Lord. Let me say that again. If we are willing to come into the light, then we will be exposed by the Lord. And now remember from past teachings, the light is not a thing. Oh no. The light is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Thus, we are talking about here about rejecting or receiving a revelation of the truth, even the truth about ourselves and the truth about God through seeing Jesus Christ. Because of where we begin in this fallen creation, our initial revelation, I promise you, will not be very pretty. But it is all unto redemption for those who will embrace it. But again, make no mistake, my friend, the light that God gives us, He fully intends to set us free and to work it to our full redemption. But if not, it is that same light which will condemn us and harden our hearts if we refuse or reject or deny or neglect. If light is given to us, we're going to have to respond to the truth one way or the other. Let me say that again. If God gives us light, then we are going to have to respond one way or the other to the truth. We either reject or receive the truth. We are going to have to do something with Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We, my friend, are going to have to do something with Jesus Christ. You know, I remember the day after the Thriller, Michael Jackson died of a self-imposed drug overdose. I was sitting in a sauna with about 8 to 10 Marines, some black brothers, you know, and one being a black pastor. Of course, the conversation generated around Michael Jackson, how wonderful of a dancer and great singer and smooth moonwalker, and how he was loved by everybody around the world. Well, I spoke up, and I guess I was the fly in the ointment, and I said, I bet when Michael Jackson stood before God, I doubt God was talking to him about his singing and dancing ability. Now, all of these retired Marines profess to be Christians. Well, the mood quickly changed and got really somber. I said, I bet God asked Michael Jackson something like, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? Of course, God already knew the answer to that question, and He does with all of us. That there was silence in the sauna then. We all are going to have to do something with Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We all are going to have to do something with Jesus Christ. The truth, the light, the way. God's plan for us is to allow the truth and the light, the one and only light, to lead us to redemption. Light is never intended by God to condemn us, but it will if we desire to walk in darkness. Let me say that again. Light is never intended by God to condemn us, but it will if we desire to walk in darkness. You will note that John defines condemnation in verse 19. Men loving darkness rather than light. So light never condemns as long as we stay out of the darkness of our mind and the sins of our soul. So it is the refusal of light that condemns us. Light is intended by God to show us the truth, the one and only truth. Truth which, if we embrace, will result in our salvation. But if we refuse that truth, there is nothing left to say. There is only conviction and probably condemnation. You know, the initial reason why God gives us light is to bring us to Christ. Let me say that again. The initial reason why God gives us the light, the one and only light, Jesus Christ, is to bring us to Jesus Christ, to Christ. But once Christ comes to dwell within us, the light then gets brighter. The Christian life is to be a growth in the grace through our failures, believe it or not, and knowledge, you know, through our lack of understanding of Jesus Christ. He is the light. And as we grow to know him, we will see the truth even the more. Now, open up your spirit wide, my friend. Despite the fact that people do not want to face the truth about themselves, there is simply no other truth. Wow, Jesus Christ is the only truth. There is no other truth. But if we really understand it, and truth makes us free, including the truth about ourselves, our problem is that we hold on to ourselves rather than to embrace Christ. That's right. We hold on to ourselves rather than to embrace Christ. If we saw the truth, especially about ourselves, we would lose ourselves and embrace Christ the more. One of the biggest revelations we need to have is to come to realize that there is nothing we can do about ourselves. But the good news is, guess what? We do not need to do anything about ourselves. Why? Because we cannot. We have no power to change ourselves, even to be kinder and gentler. Oh no. Rather, Jesus Christ has already done all that needs to be done. Wow. Jesus Christ has already done all that needs to be done to change ourselves. Now, if you've already seen this as the truth, it will come as gooder news. And you will begin to see that if there is any hope at all, it is the grace of God and not based upon anything about us, but based solely upon, that's right, Jesus Christ. Now the question is, will we believe? Will we believe ourselves? Or will we leave ourselves alone long enough to simply step around ourselves and simply embrace the promise of God based solely on his Son? Now, not believing that Jesus lived. No. And not believing that Jesus was born in a manger. Oh, no. Not believing that Jesus did miracles. And all of these, you know, these collateral messages, you know, these are true and these are found in the Bible. But believing the gospel, we must believe the gospel, the good news. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, Paul lays it out, what we must believe to be saved or to be birthed from above. Paul writes, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and which stand in by, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried according to the Scriptures, and that he rose again, praise God, on the third day according to the Scriptures." My friend, if you believe any other message, I don't care what the message is, if you believe any other message about Jesus to be saved, you are believing in vain. Only believing the gospel message can we be saved. Let me say that again. Only believing the gospel message, that's the only message where we can find redemption, is the gospel message. In Romans 1:16, Paul again helps us here, and he writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," wow, "of Christ, for it is the power," the gospel is the power "of God unto salvation." Stop believing all of these other messages. It is only the gospel of Christ, "for it is the power of God unto salvation." Amen. More next week as we continue to look at the light, the one and only light, the person of Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping you had a tremendous day today, and you will walk in the light as Christ was in the light. Not just walking in the light, but walk in the light as Christ was in the light. There is a big difference there. God bless, and we will talk to you more next week about the light. Amen.